Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back. 106.7 The Fan. News from the NFL today. Sam Bradford of the Minnesota Vikings will miss a second consecutive game as they play the Tampa Bay Bucks. Bucks didn't play in week one, got a convincing win over the Bears in week two, and now they get the gift that will be Case Keenum starting for the Vikings that the Steelers unwrapped this past weekend in game three. This was potentially going to be a great game. We talked about this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Vikings-Bucks, a potential playoff matchup in the NFC. Minnesota's just a different team without Sam Bradford. So he played one great game, was maybe the best quarterback in the league in week one this season, and he's missed two straight. This is typical of his career.
Mr. Glass.
He's just not had any luck.
No, he certainly hasn't. He's had bad situations or injury or both. Or, you know, I mean, he's a quarterback of the modern era. He's made an outrageous amount of money by throwing short passes. That's the best he's ever looked in that game against New Orleans. Part of that is the New Orleans defense corollary. They make a lot of people look good. As I said the other day, I wish Drew Brees just once got to go against his own defense in a real NFL game just to see what kind of numbers he could put up for fun. But, yeah, that's a shame for Minnesota because that, to me, is a playoff contender with Sam Bradford.
Will the Junkies lead with this on Monday or the Redskins and the Raiders? Tiger Woods is hitting 60-yard shots. Still no timetable for his return.
Who's setting the rundown?
Eric Bickle's setting the rundown.
Then the first 2 hours of the show are Tiger almost did something in practice one time, and then sort of this weird defense of he was really good, he's better than we thought he was 4 years ago or something.
Hey, do me a favor, Dar. Remember last time when we tried to get Jason Bishop on the show and he big-timed us? Try to get him on the show again so we can ask him what he'd rather talk about on Monday, Redskins, Raiders, or Tiger Woods hitting 60-yard shots. See if you can call him. Because he doesn't know we're calling him this time, so it may actually work to our benefit.
Maybe if he gets ambushed, he might answer.
I would love to get him. He gets so mad when he comes on with us, but I think it's good for us. I don't know if it's good for him.
You mean Bickle gets mad?
No, I'm talking about Jason.
Oh,
Bishop.
Jason
this
won't do it
anymore. This is a
different
junkie.
Yeah, Jason won't do it anymore.
No, but that's who I'm trying to get Dar to get on.
Are they trying to get Bickle on?
No, Jason Bishop.
Oh. Yeah, this isn't going to work. He's not going to answer. He's going to poker face that call.
He doesn't know that we're calling to do a bit.
He didn't know we were calling to do a bit last time, and he still hung up.
But I had talked to him before he left the building.
Oh, that's right. Grant did say,
we're going to call you to talk about the Masters or whatever.
I forgot about that.
He's like, no chance. So today, if Dar says, hey, can the guys get you on a Football Friday real quick? They got a question for you. I just want to see if we can score that. So if he comes on, we'll stop everything we're doing in a minute. There's a real good chance that won't happen. But if you want more on Tiger Woods, just tune into the Junkies on Monday at about 6 a.m. is my guess.
And then 8:30 and then 9:45.
What would a loss mean for the Redskins? I think we got covered what a win would mean. A loss to me doesn't change a whole lot.
Me either.
It depends how they lose. Not all losses are created equal. If the Redskins lose to the Raiders competitively, they run the ball, they make a couple plays in the passing game, they flash defensively with a sack or two and a takeaway, and let's say it's a one possession, 27-20 kind of game, I might actually feel okay on Monday. If they lose to the Raiders 37-13 in embarrassing primetime fashion, Redskins-esque, swinging gate debauchery, to me, that this is the beginning of the unraveling at the seams that I'm kind of fearing in the next couple of weeks.
There's a lot of Dennis Green, we are who we thought we were, potential for this ballgame. Because I don't think they win. Because, again, Oakland's really good. And as I said, we've used the word shame an awful lot. To me, there's no shame in losing to Clayton Kershaw. There's no shame in not being able to hit Corey Kluber. There's no shame in losing to one of the five best teams in the NFL. And that's what Oakland is. You lose this game in prime time that everybody expects you to lose. Okay. Do you look okay doing it? Do you look like a competent operation that just can't quite get over the hump against a good team? Okay. But if it's your typical prime time performance, as they've done so many times in the past at FedEx Field with bad grass, no matter what time of year, you could start to feel that, yeah, this is what I thought, especially for someone like me that thought they were going 5-11 before the season started. This could be one of those, oh, man, this is bad. Anytime a grown-up comes in here, they're going to get pushed around and shoved around like Adam Sandler and, just, and Happy Gilmore.
That's what I want.
Right, make it close.
The Raiders are a playoff team. They're going to have a shot to play in a conference championship. This is a really good club. Act like you belong. Act as if. Just be another team on the field that is deserving of the opportunity to compete against the Raiders. I'm not asking for a ton. I don't expect a win. I'd love a win. I expect you to be out on the field when the game kicks off at 8:30, thinking you're going to win internally and playing like it and not playing as if you don't have a shot.
One possession game in the fourth quarter. Or, you know, or close to it. You know what I mean? If Oakland wins this game because they march down the field in a tie game or down a score and they win at the end, it'll stink, obviously. It hurts to lose, but goodness gracious. If you are able to hang with this club, I think that's a feather in your cap. Now, you're going to end up 1-3 through 4 weeks, which is kind of what I predicted you'd be. And then you're in store for a rude awakening. But now, as the seas may be part with your schedule not looking as onerous as you thought it was, maybe it's something different.
Quick stock report for you. Let's start it off. Jordan Reed went from 6 targets in week 2 to 8 targets in week 3. That's the conversation I hope to be having on Monday. He was thrown at 5 times in the first game. He was thrown at 6 times in the second game. I want even more targets for Jordan Reed. He looked better, I thought. First game, he was kind of the C version of himself. Second game, B version. Maybe we get the A version of Jordan Reed Sunday night.
Chris Thompson. Oh, Christopher, give him the football. Keep feeding that young man. Jordan Reed should get the most targets. I think that is clear. Jameson Crowder should get the second most targets. You know who should get the third most in this reporter's humble opinion? Chris Thompson. He is a matchup problem. Get him in on first down on occasion. Maybe run out of that set a couple times, but check to some passes. Get him lined up against safeties, against linebackers. Force teams out of base, then maybe run the football slightly more successfully on first and second down. Chris Thompson has gone from off-injured, will he ever make the club, to weapon and advantage for the Redskins. Use him.
Mason Foster, I think, is going to play after a report early this week by NFL Network that he wasn't going to. At the podium moments ago, he was listed questionable by head coach Jay Gruden, who also said Jordan Reed, Robert Kelly, Monte Nicholson, and Josh Norman are all also listed questionable. At this moment, barring a weekend setback, which wouldn't be completely revolutionary, they have happened before, all those guys are probably going to play. Now, if they're 100% or not, that's another question. But they're going to be on the field. The Redskins' health, stock up, including Mason Foster, looking good.
Bashaud Breeland, when deployed correctly, Bashaud Breeland can play a little bit, my friend. Last year, he was doing something that the coaches were telling him to do. It wasn't working real well, and there was a lot of angst and argument and inflexibility on the defensive staff to the point that Scott McLuhan intervened and that bothered everyone at Redskins Park and so on and so forth. We know the story. This year, you got Bashaud Breeland plastering people. You saw what those Rams receivers did this past week. They weren't doing that to 26 last week. I like Bashaud Breeland. I feel like he's comfortable now, and credit to Minuski and this defensive staff, Torian Gray and company, for deploying him and Josh Norman in a better fashion that suits their skill set. It certainly looks pretty good, like the Redskins might have an advantage, not only this week, but in any week.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, our predictions and yours next. Call us up. Let us know what you think's going to happen. Redskins Raiders, 800-636-1067 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.